Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. A smile that lights up a room used to dim the world. The amount of time it took to build the confidence to offer my happiness without asking can never be replaced. And let's keep it that way. And not allow anything to lead me astray from my peace. This smile was built from the ground up when I used to pray on my knees for me to be free from the things that were set against me. This smile was earned from the bridges I thought I'd burned, but I ended up experiencing a lot of lessons learned. This smile was bought at the price of exchanging the old me for the bold me, planting my roots firmly in an unshakable foundation called peace. The leaves that fell left me feeling like less of a tree, but sometimes you have to lose yourself to find what helps your journey to finding happiness and peace. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about happiness and what that journey looks like for the most part, what it has looked like for me, and then also just talking a little bit about my poem and dissecting that. So I would say I've made a 180 in a lot of ways with my viewpoints that I used to have. I used to see the world in a very negative light for a long time, and I didn't understand why everything was just so dark and gloomy and just really unhappy. It didn't matter if I was having so much fun, or it didn't matter if like I was in a really enjoyable environment with really great people, I still found something negative about it. And after just sitting with myself for a while, I realized that the issue was my mindset, really, and how powerful our mindset really is and how much it can affect us overall. So I had to tell myself that that wasn't healthy, and that if I wanted better, I had to do better. I couldn't just sit there and complain about something that I wasn't willing to fix. So I had to learn how to pretty much do the opposite of how I used to feel. So if I felt like I didn't want to do anything productive because it's stupid, I would switch that and be like, this is something that's really important to me and my goals, and this is going to help me to become a better person or a better version of myself. And in order to become a better version of myself, I have to put forth the effort consistently to do that. So that ties into my poem where I say a smile that lights up rooms used to dim the world, because it did dim a lot of situations for me. It made me a lot less enjoyable to be around, so I've been told. It made me feel like I couldn't relate to people, or I was scared to open up to people and show like who I was because of fear of rejection. So I kind of would self-sabotage and put away a lot of those emotions towards what I actually wanted the outcome to be, and created my own viewpoints on what it should be, which was negative. All of it was negative. But now I'm in a better place where it doesn't bother me to share my smile with people. But anyway, the amount of time it took to build confidence to offer my happiness without asking can never be replaced. And that goes to what I was just saying. It took me a long time to be okay with just smiling in general. Like, why are you so angry? What's wrong with you? But no, like, now I'm able to, like I said in the poem, offer my happiness, offer my optimism, or offer some good or some different insight that somebody might not have thought about towards their situations that they're dealing with. And just not, I used to feel like being positive and optimistic was ignoring reality, which it wasn't. It's acknowledging reality for what it is, but choosing to look at it in a positive light instead of a negative one. So, in the rest of my poem, or in another part, excuse me, of my poem, I say, let's not let anything lead me astray from my peace. And I had to tell myself that I'm the only person that could do that. Somebody could very much so do some messed up stuff to me, but how I respond to it is on me. So whether or not somebody brings peace to me should never matter. What should really matter is, am I bringing peace to myself? Because if it's rooted in what I'm providing myself, as far as the things that I can and can't control, then it doesn't matter what happens externally. So, in another part of the poem, I say, this smile was earned from a lot of bridges I thought I burned, but a lot of lessons learned. I ended up experiencing a lot of lessons learned. I felt like if I held on to those things or those people or this environment situations or whatever, that they could potentially change. But a lot of those things were stuff that I had to let go of in order for me to be able to find happiness again or to figure out what was best for me. And I didn't want to realize that, or I didn't want to acknowledge that, because I don't know, change at that time was very scary for me. But that's where the lessons learned came into place, because I was able to tell myself that things don't happen for no reason. Everything happens for a reason, and everything can be a lesson. You can learn something from literally anything or anywhere. And to not limit myself to believing that what I think is, what I believe is right or wrong or the best way to look at things. Just choosing to be more open-minded towards those things. Those things that have caused me to, like I said before, think in a negative way. Once I learned to release those things, it's kind of crazy, but things just started kind of falling into place. Back to the poem. I exchanged the old me for the bold me. And that is something so beautiful, because the old me, anyway, but the bold me now, what I consider now is the bold me, is me choosing to wholeheartedly be myself in any and every experience or environment that I'm in, unapologetically, and not limiting myself based on either my own negative thoughts or somebody else's negative projections. I have chosen to introduce myself as a different version of myself, that, and not wanting to ever go back to who I used to be. The last part of my poem, sorry if I'm like, it's been a minute since I've recorded, so I'm a little off, but we're gonna get there. Anyway, we're gonna get there, as in like get back to getting the groove of it. But the last part is, sometimes you have to lose yourself to find your journey to finding happiness. So you have to shed a lot of old habits and old beliefs and just really anything that no longer serves you towards the journey that you're trying to get to, in order for you to find what makes you happy. And happiness is a choice, for one. You choose whether or not you want to be happy with something, regardless of, like I said before, how somebody treats you. You could either treat them back the same way that they treated you in a negative way, or you could choose to take the high road and just be kind to the person. One, that would blow somebody's mind if somebody chose to be nice to them after they just did something rude or said something rude. But also, you're doing that for yourself because you're choosing not to carry the burdens from that situation with you everywhere and applying it to other experiences that it doesn't need to be applied to. And whatever you lose, there's always going to be something that takes its place that's going to be way better than what you lost. You just have to take this first step towards that. But yeah, I just wanted to drop in really quick. It's been a while, like I said. I hope that everyone has a really wonderful day. And even if your emotions are very much validated with you choosing to have a hard exterior or anger towards a situation, just think about it. Just think about if you chose to do something different and how that could actually impact you later on. I hope you have a wonderful day. Talk to you next time. Bye.